Blog Talk Radio.
To you, my Yadu, I lift up my soul. And trusting you, he always kept me whole.
Uh-huh.
And left my enemies deep in their holes. Let none that wait on Yahweh be ashamed. But shame on those who sin without a cause. Show me your ways, please teach me your laws. Oh Elohim of my salvation. I'm staying down impatient as a child, all the while I'm waiting. Remember not the sins of my youth. Leave me in your truth, and he'll give your soul ease. The earth shall remain inherited by your seed. The secret of Yahweh who fears Elohim, a fool believes everything. And to every word spoken, you can't take heed unless you hear somebody curse. You know you did the same thing. That's why I'm begging y'all for mercy. And it's love and kindness, cause I know that I ain't worthy. Worthy.
Captivity is taking hold upon me. Put fright in me and now we flee for fallen leaves. The ground and grief from all the blood our people seen. And now we cry, where is the word from Elohim? And so we said that we are his wives, to be submissive, but we dismiss it. It is of this reason we have fallen victim to the lies that your root will pray and pursue. Rebellious of his sons, forgotten that he is one. Broken the holy ordinance, rejecting the reproof. Then acknowledge what we do. Now we return back to the truth.
God's word is the truth. God's decrees is the proof. Local 12 just released the scoop. It's the summer of Sam. They calling us Ham. Made us worship the Son of Man. And somehow that the moon, they stole our style and gave it to Rothschild. Now we exalt the vow, but hit the turnstile. God's now be set the crooked things straight. Praise God from the rising to the evening to the closing the gate. Exposing the fake. God give the truth a day break. Now the liars can't escape and the haters can't relate to the light the truth makes. See the wicked's pride deflate. Your dull y'all magnify y'all cut and straight.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. First and foremost, giving all praise and honor to the Holy One of Israel, to the creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is there and is, by saying hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous. Yah is holy. And let Yahweh be magnified. Once again, the Creator has allowed us to come before you another day, another week, bringing to you His great, holy, and exalted words, even the words of truth. My name is Moray Ishaya Yisrael of the House of Israel, located right here in Cincinnati, Ohio, 1907 Vine Street, bringing to you nothing but the truth. And yes, it is true. All we're going to do is tell you the truth. For Yah ordained me to tell you the truth, and this is what I'm going to do. And who is this Yah? Yah is the creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is. Yah is the Elohim of our fathers, the Elohim of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yisrael, whom you may know as Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yah is our king, He's our judge, He's our lawgiver, and Yah is our only savior, and not just of Israel. But Yahweh is the savior of the world. And I praise the mighty Yah once again for allowing us to come before you to bring to you His great, holy, and sanctified word. This week, today, we will be dealing with revelations. What is a revelation? And who do Yah give revelations to? And how do Yah give His revelations? And what is the purpose behind the revelations that Yahweh do give? Is Yah even revealing things today in this generation? Is Yah revealing things or has revealed things in modern time as we know it? Or was all the revelations done during the time of the prophets that we know of that has been mentioned of in the scriptures? If there are no revelations today, then how can we explain the things that we know today? Did we just inherit certain teachings? Did we just inherit the truth? Or was the truth, as we know it, revealed, even during this time? These are the many things that we will explore. And it is true that many things we did inherit. I think one of those things, let me see if I can find it real quick. Just want you to see this. Since we're talking about revelations. This subject matter also will help you ascertain if Yahweh is working with you in the capacity of revelations. In other words, are you receiving the revelations of the Most High. And if you are, did Yahweh instruct you to bring to his people your revelation that he is giving to you? I'm going to just look up this scripture to start our program so you can see how important this is. All right, this scripture is in the book of Jeremiah 16. This is how we will start this program called Revelations. In the book of Jeremiah 16, and we're going to start reading at the 19th verse, and this is what it says. O Yahweh, my strength, and my fortress, and my refuge in the flesh. The Gentiles will come to you from the ends of the earth. I'll say, surely our fathers have inherited. And things wherein there is no profit. Inherited lies, vanity, and things wherein there is no profit. And this is what the Gentiles are saying they inherited from their fathers. Then chances are we also have inherited lies and vanity and things wherein there is no profit. But Yahweh is a balanced Elohim. And he's not going to just give you lies or have you to inherit lies without also you inheriting the truth. So there's many things we have inherited. But there are many things we didn't inherit. It was revealed to us that we might know. And we're going to talk about what are these revelations. And Yahweh let us know what they are. Who he gives his revelations to. And their purpose. A lot of people say Yahweh revealed to them things, but then when you begin to look at the purpose mean nothing. It has nothing to do with salvation. Everything to do with salvation. In the book of Isaiah 53, that's where we're going to start. In the book of Isaiah 53, talking about Revelation, the very first thing it says, question mark. What report is that? And to whom is the arm of Yahweh revealed? Because that's what a revelation is. A revelation is something that is revealed from Yahweh that people don't know. Excuse me. It wouldn't be revealed. It wouldn't be necessary to reveal it if people's eyes were open to it. And a lot of people act like they know things, but they really don't know. They act like they knew things, but they really didn't. They didn't know at all. These things were revealed to someone that you might know. And we're going to talk about these revelations. But who has believed our report? And to whom is the arm of Yah revealed? And many people don't believe our report. Very few believe our report. And the arm of Yahweh revealed is his chosen, elect servant that will witness for him and him only. And Yahweh will go through the book of Isaiah, the 53rd chapter, to let you know what this type of servant is all about. And we're going to go through Isaiah 53rd chapter. But I don't want to emphasize everything in the chapter right now. But this week we will deal with Isaiah 53. But I first wanted you to see who has believed our report, and to whom is the arm of Yahweh revealed? Who is this arm? What is this revelation? And who going to believe the report anyway? And I'm here to tell you, the mass majority of the people that hear the report don't believe the report, in which Yahweh will bring his revelation through. Look what the Creator lets us know in the book of Amos, the 3rd chapter. Again, talking about revelations. And let's see if you are that chosen few, that elect, to whom the arm of Yahweh is revealed. Watch what it says. Amos, the 3rd chapter, the 7th verse. Surely Yahweh, our Elohim, will do nothing. But he reveals his secrets to his servants, the prophets. Here it is. Yahweh is defining what a revelation is. A revelation is something that Yahweh has hidden from the people. It's a secret. It's hidden. Nobody knows. And why don't they know? Because it is a secret. That's why certain things we will talk about, you don't know. Where did that come from? What that mean? What is that? What is this? You can know if you search it out. You will know if you study it. You must know because it is the word of Yahweh. But Yahweh will do nothing but what he first revealed unto his servants, the prophets, and what he's revealing, the revelation is his secrets. A secret are things that's hidden from the minds and the hearts of the people. You can read it, but it's still hidden because you don't understand it. And Yahweh will open up the eyes of his servants, the prophets, so that they can see, so that they can tell the people. And oftentimes you might have a so-called revelation that you say you got. All we got to do is hear it to determine whether this is from Yah or not. Because every revelation is not from Yahweh. And we're going to talk about that this week also. All prophets are not from Yahweh. We're going to talk about that as well. Since we're talking about revelations, who have believed our report, and to whom is the arm of Yahweh revealed? Because we want to know what these revelations are, their purpose, and do we even receive revelation in modern time as we're speaking today? If we are, who have them? How can you prove it? How can you know it? That it is indeed the word of Yahweh, and it's from Yahweh himself. You won't know if you don't know what a revelation is. A revelation is a secret, something that's been hidden from the eyes and the hearts of the people. They don't know it until Yahweh sends someone to open up your eyes that you might see it and do it. Which lets you know all revelations, all secrets, which is a revelation, is something that Yahweh wants you to do. Watch this in the book of Deuteronomy, the 29th chapter. This is the law. In the book of Deuteronomy 29, and watch the 29th verse. It says, the secret things belong unto Yahweh, our Elohim. They belong to him because they're secret. But those things which are revealed, in other words, revelations, belong to us and to our children forever. And why do Yahweh reveal these things to us and our children forever? That we may do all the words of this law. Nothing more, nothing less. In other words, revelations don't come so that you can start patting men on the back, talking about, look at this great man, and he got all these revelations. You ain't great because you got a revelation. That don't make you great. You just an instrument that Yahweh chose. But it don't make you great. Yahweh can give revelations to a donkey. It is the revelation that Yahweh wants you to pay attention to. It is the revelation that Yahweh wants your mind on. As a matter of fact, this is exactly why people don't adhere to the Creator's word. Because when a man bring to you the Creator's word, you don't take it seriously. As a matter of fact, you think you don't have to do and take what this man done said, even though it's the word of Yah, even though it's the law, even though this is how Yahweh revealed things, but you would take the name of Yahweh in vain and make this man nothing. And in truth, he is nothing. But the word of Yahweh is everything. And so when a man don't take the word of Yahweh seriously, after this thing has been revealed, then this matter and this blood will be upon your own head. And there's a lot of things that our people are not taking seriously. And I'm going to bring them to you. The various revelations in modern times. And watch this. Since Yahweh only reveal these things to us and our children forever, that we may do all the works of this law. And just to show you that it's all about the revelation, go to the book of Daniel, the second chapter. Daniel was a man of Elohim. Daniel was a prophet. Daniel was in captivity just like we are. And they got revelations. And everything Daniel said, in the name of Yahweh, came from Yahweh. But that don't mean the people listen. As a matter of fact, most of the people didn't listen to Daniel. And watch what it says in the book of Daniel, the second chapter. And we're going to start reading. Just so you understand what this story is about. I'm going to start at the first verse, just so you can understand it. Daniel, the second chapter, the first verse, in the second year of the reign of Nebuchadnezzar. This is his second year reigning. Nebuchadnezzar dreamed dreams with which his spirit was troubled and his sleep broke from him. Then the king commanded to call the magicians and the astrologers and
we'll
the sorcerers
the
and the Chaldeans for to show the king his dreams. So they came and stood before the king. And the king said to them, I have dreamed a dream. My spirit was troubled to know the dream. Then spoke the Chaldeans to the king in Aramaic. O king, live forever. Tell your servants the dream, and we will show the interpretation. The king answered and said to the Chaldeans, the thing has gone from me. And if you will not make known to me the dream with the interpretation thereof, you shall be cut in pieces, and your houses shall be made a dunghill. But if you show the dream and the interpretation thereof, you shall receive from me gifts and rewards and great honor. Therefore, show me the dream and the interpretation thereof. They answered again and said, let the king tell his servants the dream, and we will show the interpretation of it. The king answered and said, I know of a certainty that you will gain the time because you see the thing has gone from me. But if you will not make known to me the dream, there is but one decree for you, for you have prepared lying and corrupt words to speak before me. The time has changed, therefore tell me the dream, and I shall know that you can show me the interpretation thereof. And a lot of people tell people their dreams. And then a lot of people interpret to these people their dreams. Give them an interpretation. But the question is that from Yahweh? Anybody can tell somebody something. And then they can come up with any kind of story to make it sound like they interpret dreams. But the truth, the only one that interprets dreams is Yahweh. And if they're not coming in the name of Yahweh, then they can't interpret dreams. Watch what the scripture says. And we're talking about revelations. Here it is, Nebuchadnezzar, dream, laughing. But he wanted to know his dream, and he wanted to know the interpretation of his dream. This thing was hidden from the eyes of man. The Chaldeans answered the king and said, there is not a man upon the earth that can show the king's matter. Therefore, there is no king, no ruler, no master that asks such things of any magician or astrologer or Chaldean. And it is a rare thing that the king requires. And there is none other that can show it before the king except the Elohim, whose dwelling is not with flesh. For this cause the king was angry and very furious, and commanded to destroy all the wise men of Babylon. And I can understand the king being angry and furious. I can understand why he wanted to destroy all the wise men of Babylon. Because he began to realize that y'all are worthless. You're worthless to me. Now you want to tell me the only ones that can interpret, that really know dreams, are the gods, are the Elohims. In other words, you are nothing unless I tell you the dream. And if I tell you the dream, Anybody can tell me anything. So in other words, your precious role that you have in life is meaningless to me. I'll just kill you all. And let me just seek Elohim. But watch what happens. And a decree went forth that the wise men should be slain, because they're not wise at all. And they sought Daniel and his fellows to be slain. Then Daniel answered with counsel and wisdom to Arioch, the captain of the king's guard, which had gone forth to slay the wise men of Babylon. He answered and said to Arioch, the king's captain, "Why is the decree so hasty from the king?" Then Arioch made the thing known to Daniel. And then Daniel went in and desired of the king that he would give him time and that he would show the king the interpretation. Then Daniel went to his house. This is what our people don't do. Went to his house, made the thing known to Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, his companions, that they would desire mercies of the Elohim of heaven concerning this secret. Because that's what a revelation is. It's a secret, something hidden from the eyes of man, that Daniel and his fellows should not perish with the rest of the wise men of Babylon. Then was the secret revealed to Daniel in night vision. Then Daniel blessed the Elohim of heaven. And Daniel answered and said, "Blessed be the name of Elohim forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his. And he changes the times and seasons. He removed kings and set up kings. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to them that know understanding. He reveals the deep and secret things. He knows what is in the darkness, and the light dwells with him. I thank you and praise you, you Elohim of my fathers, who has given me wisdom, might, and made known to me now what we desire of you. For you have now made known to us the king's matter." Therefore, Daniel went into Arioch, whom the king had ordained to destroy the wise men of Babylon. He went in and said thus to him, "Destroy not the wise men of Babylon. Bring me in before the king, and I will show to the king the interpretation." Then Arioch brought in Daniel before the king in haste and said this to him, "I found a man of the captains of Yehuda that will make known to the king the interpretation." The king answered and said to Daniel, whose name was Belteshazzar, "Are you able to make known to me the dream which I have seen and the interpretation thereof?" Daniel answered in the presence of the king and said, "The secret which the king has demanded, cannot the wise men, the astrologers, the magicians, the soothsayer showed to the king? But there is a Elohim in heaven that revealed secrets." Because that's what revelations are. They are secrets, things hidden from the eyes of man. But there's an Elohim in heaven that reveals secrets and makes known to the king, Nebuchadnezzar, what shall be in the latter days. Your dream and the visions of your head upon your bed are these. And Daniel began to reveal these things. Daniel began to show him the revelation. And watch what Daniel says. Ask you, O king, your thoughts came into your mind upon your bed. What shall come to pass hereafter? And he that reveals secrets makes known to you what you should, what shall come to pass. But as for me, watch what Daniel say, because this is what the righteous say. This is not what the wicked man would say, because the wicked man wanted to, he wanted to be about him and not you. He wants you to glorify him and set him up on high. And then, if Yahweh set you on high because he will reveal things to you, the wicked man will try to find a way to bring you down. But watch what happens to Daniel, and watch what he says. 30th verse. But as for me, this secret is not revealed to me for any wisdom that I have more than any living. That's not why I know this. This is not why this came to me, because I got some great wisdom that nobody else has. No, that is not the case. But for their sakes, that shall make known the interpretation to the king, and that you might know the thoughts of your heart. This is why I'm going to tell you. This is why this thing was revealed unto me. Revelations. This is what we're speaking about. First thing we talked about is who have believed our report, and to who is the arm of Yah revealed. There's no sense in me talking about that Isaiah 53, and you don't even believe the report. But we're going to talk about it anyway, even though you don't. And what is the arm of Yahweh revealed? And we're going to talk about it. And then we brought to your attention so you can know Yahweh will do nothing. And what does the word nothing mean? Nothing. But what he first revealed, revelation, until his servants, the prophets. And here it is. There's a lot of revelations that has taken place. There's a lot of things that has been revealed, but the people don't consider it. The people have rejected it. And many of the people don't value anyone that comes in the name of Yahweh. Even though Yahweh said, thou should not take the name of Yahweh in vain, for Yahweh will not hold him guiltless that take his name in vain. And then we just brought to your attention, or also brought to your attention, the only reason to have revelation is that all of us and our children may learn to do all the words of this law forever. So it's always about the law. And the thing that was revealed to Nebuchadnezzar is all about prophecy and what will happen to us in the last days. And what will happen to Babylon in the last days. And we're going to get into that also. But also in this same Daniel, the 10th chapter, again, speaking about Revelation. And watch what it says, Daniel 10 and 1. And I have to help you to understand Revelation because we're going to talk about some things that has been revealed that a lot of our people have rejected. Yes, even in modern times. In the book of Daniel, the 10th chapter, the first verse, in the third year of Cyrus, king of Persia, a thing was revealed to Daniel. What was this thing revealed to Daniel? Whose name was called Belteshazzar. And the thing was true, but the time appointed was long. And he understood the thing. And his understanding of the vision. And why did Daniel even get this vision? And what was he, why was he understanding this thing? And what made him so laser focused in understanding visions and dreams from Yahweh? Look at the type of sacrifices this man would make to know things from Yahweh. Watch what it says in the second verse. In those days, I, Daniel, was mourning 3-4 weeks. Who do that today? I ate no pleasant bread, neither came flesh nor wine in my mouth. Here it is. My brothers met with some brothers who would tell you all you should be doing is feasting and celebrating. Neither did I anoint myself at all till 3 whole weeks were fulfilled. So, Daniel will make a sacrifice in sacrificing himself, afflicting himself, that he might be one with Yahweh. We'll talk about that this week as well. But not just Daniel. Go to the book of 1 Samuel. And we're talking about revelations. And I just want you to know what a revelation is because Yahweh said he will do nothing but what he first revealed unto his servants, the prophets. And there's no sense of talking about revelations. And then after we talk about revelations, you go and say, well, there's no prophets. Then how do we have revelations? When somebody questions, well, how did Yahweh come to you? What did he say to you? Did you see him in a vision or a dream? Did he do such and such? Well, if you understand revelations, if you know revelations, then you understand the individual, the person, the one that Yahweh was seeing to give the revelation. And Yahweh can use any instrument whatsoever. But he let you know what he used. His servants, the prophets. That's who he used. Because he will do nothing. In the book of 1 Samuel, the 3rd chapter. And why do we need to understand Revelation? Because we will talk about many revelations that Yahweh has given us, even in modern times. In many of these various knessets and congregations, many of these temples and synagogues and shrines, let them tell you the revelations that Yahweh has given them. And let's see if these revelations are aligned with the word of Yahweh. That's all you got to do. And then you will know who Yahweh is with and who Yahweh is not with. You will know who's telling you the truth and who's not telling you the truth. That's if you want to know the truth. And everybody don't want to know the truth. Watch what it says in the book of 1 Samuel, the third chapter, speaking about revelations. In 1 Samuel, the third chapter, the very first verse, and the child Samuel ministered unto Yahweh before Eli. And the word of Yahweh was precious in those days, which means it was rare. There was no open vision. That's how rare it was. There was no open vision. And it came to pass at that time when Eli lay down in his place and his eyes began to grow dim that he could not see. And before the lamp of Elohim went out in the temple of Yahweh, before this lamp went out, where the ark of Elohim was, and Samuel had laid down to sleep, that Yahweh called Samuel, and he answered, "Here am I." And he ran to Eli and said, "Here am I, for you called me." And he said, "I called not. Lie down again." And he went and laid down. And Yahweh called yet again, "Samuel." Samuel rose and went to Eli and said, "Here am I, for you did call me." And he answered, "I call not, my son. Lie down again." Now Samuel did not yet know Yahweh, neither was the word of Yahweh yet revealed to him. Now we're getting into revelation. And Yahweh called Samuel again a third time. And we told y'all what three represent. You never heard this from nobody else, but you're going to hear what the third actually represent in the scriptures. And he arose and went to Eli and said, "Here am I, for you did call me." And Eli perceived that Yahweh had called the child. He didn't perceive it the first time. He didn't perceive it the second time. But then when it happened three times, now all of a sudden Eli perceived this thing. And watch the instructions that Eli gave Samuel. 9 verse. "Therefore Eli said to Samuel, go lie down, and it shall be, if he calls you, that you shall say, 'Speak, Yahweh, for your servant hears.'" So Samuel went and lay down in his place. He didn't tell Samuel, if somebody called you again, say, "Who is this? Who are you? Make yourself known. What is your name? Why are you calling me? What you want?" No. He knew who it was. and he told him what to say. And Yahweh came and stood and called as at other times. And Samuel then Samuel answered. Oh, he called as other times. Samuel. Samuel. Then Samuel answered, speak, for your servant hears. And Yahweh said to Samuel, behold, I will do a thing in Israel, at which both the ears of everyone that hears it shall tingle. And in that day I will perform against Eli all things which I have spoken concerning his house. When I begin, I will also make an end. For I told him that I will judge his house forever for the iniquity which he knows, because his sons made themselves vile, and he restrained them not. And therefore, I have sworn to the house of Eli that the iniquity of Eli's house shall not be purged with sacrifice nor offering forever. And Samuel lay until the morning and opened up the doors of the house of Yahweh. And Samuel feared to show Eli the vision. Then Eli called Samuel and said, Samuel, my son. And he answered, here am I. And he said, what is the thing that Yahweh has said to you? I pray you, hide it not from me. Elohim do so to you and more also, if you hide anything from me of all the things that he said to you. And Samuel told him everything, and hid nothing from him. And he said, it is Yahweh. Let him do what seems him good. And Samuel grew, and Yahweh was with him, and did let none of his words fall to the ground. And all Israel, from Dan even to Beersheba, knew that Samuel was established to be a prophet of Yahweh. And how? Through revelations. And Yahweh appeared again in Shiloh, for Yahweh revealed himself to Samuel in Shiloh. And watch how he revealed himself in Shiloh. By the word of Yahweh. That's how he revealed himself. By his word. And see, if you understand and know the word of Yahweh, only then can you understand revelation. And only then can you know a prophet of Yahweh. Also, since we're in 1 Samuel, let's go to 2 Samuel, the 7th chapter. And we're speaking about revelations. There's no sense of revealing a bunch of stuff that you're not going to hearken to anyway. You're not going to value anyway. You're going to take for vanity anyway. You're not going to do anyway. Without you understanding what a revelation is. A revelation is something, is a secret that Yahweh has hidden from your eyes. You didn't know. And it had to be told to you by the word of Yahweh. And he only tell you these things that you might do all the words of his law that's written in this book, not just you, but also your children. So in the book of 2 Samuel, the 7th chapter, this is what it says. This is what came to King David. Or the prophet with David. And I want you to see this. Starting at the very first verse. And it came to pass when the king sat in his house, and Yahweh had given him rest round about from all his enemies, that the king said to Nathan the prophet, "See now, I dwell in the house of cedar, but the ark of Elohim dwells within curtains." And Nathan said to the king, "Go, do all that is in your heart, for Yahweh is with you." In other words, David didn't like the fact that he dwelt in cedars, a house of cedar, but yet this great, beautiful Ark of the Covenant that bears the name of Yahweh is just in a little tent, little curtain. To David, that didn't seem right. And it came to pass that night that the word of Yahweh came to Nathan saying, "Go and tell my servant David, thus says Yahweh, shall you build me a house for me to dwell in, whereas I have not dwelt in any house since the time that I brought up the children out of Egypt, even unto this day, but I walked in a tent and in the tabernacle. And all the places wherein I walked with all the children of Israel spoke I a word with any of the tribes of Israel, whom I commanded to feed my people Israel, saying, why build you not me a house of cedar? Now therefore so shall you say to my servant David, thus says Yahweh of hosts, I took you from the sheepfold, from following the sheep, to be ruler over my people, over Israel. And I was with you wherever you went. Now I've cut off all your enemies out of your sight, have made you a great name, like unto the name of the great men that are in the earth. Moreover, I will appoint a place for my people Israel, will plant them, that they may dwell in a place of their own, and move no more. Neither shall the children of wickedness afflict them any more as before. And as since the time that I commanded judges to be over my people Israel, and have caused you to rest from all your enemies, also Yahweh tells you that he will make you a house. And when your days are fulfilled, and you shall sleep with your fathers, I will set up your seed after you, which shall proceed out of your bowels, and I will establish his kingdom. He shall build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. I will be his father. He shall be my son. And if he commits iniquity, I will chasten him with the rod of men, and with stripes of the children of men. But my mercy shall not depart away from him, as I took it from Saul, whom I put away before you. And your house, your kingdom, shall be established forever before you. Your throne shall be established forever. According to all these words, according to all this vision, so did Nathan speak to David. So this is how revelation happened. This is how things are revealed. And this is the purpose behind revelation. Twenty-fifth verse, just for time purposes. And now, O Yahweh Elohim, the word that you have spoken concerning your servant, concerning his house, establish it forever and do as you have said. And let your name be magnified forever, saying, Yahweh host is the Elohim of Israel. And let the house of your servant David be established before you. For you, O Yahweh of hosts, Elohim of Israel, have revealed to your servant, saying, I will build you a house. Therefore has your servant found in his heart to pray this prayer to you. And now, O Yahweh, you are that Elohim, and your words are true, and you have promised this goodness to your servant. Therefore, now let it please you to bless the house of your servant, that it may continue forever before you. For you, O Yah Elohim, have spoken. And with your blessing, let the house of your servant be blessed forever. Revelations. That's what we're speaking about. And there's something that Yahweh, it's many things, but this is one of the things that Yahweh is revealing and yet to reveal to the mass majority of the people. And watch what it says in the book of Isaiah, the 56th chapter. Some of you might know it because you all listen to us. But let's see, because whatever is revealed, there's only one way to prove it. That is by the word of Yahweh. In the book of Isaiah 56, just like in Isaiah 53, in the book of Isaiah 53, it says, who have believed our report? Question mark. Because most don't. And to whom is the arm of Yahweh revealed? But watch what it says in Isaiah 56. Thus says Yahweh, keep your judgment and do justice, for my salvation is near to come. Now, who don't want to be saved? And my righteousness to be revealed. And what is this righteousness to be revealed? What is righteousness, period? What is it? I thought everybody knew what righteousness was. So why in the world do righteousness have to be revealed? Because I thought revelations were secrets. And secrets are things that are hidden from the eyes of the people. So why in the world do righteousness have to be revealed? Because the mass majority of the people don't know what righteousness is. They think righteousness is just some good will, some good deeds, some good action. But we're going to let you know what righteousness actually is. For Yahweh, salvation is near to come, and his righteousness is to be revealed. And it's understandable why many people don't talk about revelations. They just hear teaching and regurgitating the very things that they were taught. And so they're not interested in teaching you revelations, things that Yahweh himself has showed them. It's good if Yahweh showed your teacher something and you teach it. But what has Yahweh revealed to you? And if he has not revealed anything to you, then why do many other teachers take Yahweh's word to tell the people, thus says Yah, and Yah ain't told them nothing? So this is the thing we have to concern ourselves with. In the various teachers, leaders, ministers, Morays, Kohanes, Nazis, all have great responsibility. And let me show you what that responsibility is. And you read it in the book of Ezekiel, the 33rd chapter. So I want you to see this. We're speaking about revelations, and this is what it says in the book of Ezekiel 33:1. Again, the word of Yahweh came unto me, saying, Son of man, speak to the children of your people, and say unto them, when I bring this word upon the land, if the people of the land take a man of their coast and set him for their watchman, if when he sees the swords come upon the land, and he blows the trumpet and warns the people, then whoever hears the sound of the trumpet and takes not warning, if the sword comes and takes him away, his blood shall be upon his own head. You hear that? You see that? Because there's things that we're going to blow the horn on. There's things that we're going to do to let the people know how they can escape this sword. Fifth verse. He heard the sound of the trumpet and took not warning. His blood shall be upon him. But he that takes warning shall deliver his soul. And that's what you want to do. You want to deliver it yourself. How? By listening. Shema Yisrael. But if the watchman sees the sword come and blows not the trumpet, and the people are not warned, if the sword comes and takes any person from among them, he is taken away in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at the watchman's hand, because the watchman could have saved him. So you, O son of man, I've set you a watchman unto the house of Israel. And where is Israel today? Today, Israel is in captivity. So who is watching over the house of Israel, saying that we are scattered all over the earth, saying that we are in our enemy's land, saying that we are in captivity? Who is watching over this house? Therefore, you shall hear the word at my mouth. Who's hearing this? And warn them from me. Now, during the time of Ezekiel, where was the house of Israel? Well, they was in captivity. And who was Ezekiel? And where was Ezekiel sent to warn the people from Yahweh? Well, he was sent to the captives, and we're going to show you that. When I say unto the wicked, a wicked man, you shall surely die if you do not speak to warn the wicked from his way. And oftentimes the wicked get mad when you go to tell them, listen, this is not the way of Yahweh. Don't do this thing. Don't say this thing. Don't be that way. Only be the way of Yahweh. You tell the wicked. But watch what happens. When I say unto the wicked, O wicked man, you shall surely die if you do not speak to warn the wicked from his way. Because Yahweh is not going to go straight to the wicked. He's always going to send his servant the prophet. And why? Because he will do nothing but what he first revealed unto his servant the prophet. That the wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at your hand. Nevertheless, if you warn the wicked of his way to turn from it, if he does not turn from his way, he shall die in his iniquity. But you have delivered your soul. Therefore, O you son of man, speak unto the house of Israel. Thus you shall speak, saying, if our transgressions and our sins are upon us, and we pine away in them, how shall we then live? And that's a beautiful question. Here it is. We pining away in our iniquities today. And we want to know, well, how can we live? And watch what Yahweh says. And it's nothing that these false ambassadors of hell will tell you. They will tell you a lie, but they're not going to tell you, thus says Yahweh. Now watch what it says. Say unto them, as I live, says Yahweh Elohim, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live. Turn you from your evil way. For why would you die, O house of Israel? You don't have to die. All you have to do is listen and turn. And let me show you this about who the prophet Ezekiel sent to. In the book of Ezekiel, the third chapter. And again, we're talking about revelations. And we're going to show you the revelations that Yahweh has given us, even in modern times. And let's see if the thing that we're saying is true. Let's see if the thing that we're teaching is from Yahweh. And let's see is this thing hidden from the eyes of the other teachers and people who they would teach. Watch what it says in the book of Ezekiel, the third chapter. Moreover, he said unto me, son of man, eat what you find. Eat this roll and go to the house of Israel. So I opened my mouth. And he caused me to eat that roll and said unto me, son of man, cause your belly to eat and fill your bowels with this roll that I give you. Then did I eat it, and it was in my mouth as honey for sweetness. And he said unto me, son of man, go, get you into the house of Israel and speak with my words to them. For you are not sent to a people of a strange speech and of a hard language, but to the house of Israel. Not to many people of a strange speech and a hard language, whose words you cannot understand. Surely had I sent you to them, they would have listened unto you. But the house of Israel will not listen unto you, for they will not listen unto me. For all the house of Israel are impotent and hard-hearted. Behold, I made your face strong against their faces, and your forehead strong against their forehead. As an adamant harder than flint, have I made your forehead. Fear them not, neither be dismayed at their looks, though they are a rebellious house. Moreover, he said unto me, Son of man, all my words that I shall speak unto you, receive it in your heart, and hear with your ears. And watch this 11th verse. And go and get you to them of the captivity, to the children of your people, and speak to them, and tell them, thus says Yahweh, your Elohim, whether they will hear or whether they will forbear. Revelation. Do you understand what a revelation is? Do you understand whom Yahweh will give revelation to? And do you know the purpose of these revelations? And all these questions were answered. Number one, a revelation is a secret that has been hidden from the eyes of the people. And if Yahweh desired to know this secret, he will do nothing but what he first revealed unto his servants, the prophets. That's who will receive the revelations of Yahweh. And what is its purpose? That we and our children may do all the words of the law that is written in this book. That's why it is revealed. Now, who don't Yahweh deal with? Who don't Yahweh show his secrets to? And who should you share your secrets with? Here it is. People will tell your business, which is called a tale bearer. People will gossip about you, tell your business, and then scorn you. And look what Yahweh has to say about this thing. And this is how you know Yahweh don't just deal with anybody concerning his secrets. Watch what it says in the book of Proverbs, the 11th chapter. The 13th verse. It says, a talebearer reveals secrets. That's what they do. But he that is faithful of spirit, conceals the matter. What game they had telling other people business? And that's what a talebearer is. They tell other people business. They reveal things, secrets, that people put confidence in them to know, and then they will betray them, which lets you know they're not of a faithful spirit. And Yahweh only deal with the faithful in spirit. Watch this in the book of Proverbs 20th chapter. In the book of Proverbs, the 20th chapter, this is what it says. In the 19th verse. Watch what it says now. It's going to show you how to deal with these type of people. He that goes about as a talebearer reveals secrets, because that's what a talebearer is. A lot of people ask me, what's a talebearer? Somebody who will tell your business. Somebody will tell your secrets. Somebody that you should never, ever have your confidence in. They will betray you. Therefore, meddle not with him that flatters with his lips. Seeing your face, they flattering you, talking about how good you are, how blessed you are, how righteous you are. But then as soon as they get away from you, they're going to talk about you like a dog. And they're going to be a talebearer. And then the talebearer turns into gossip. And then gossip turns into scorning. And this is not the way of Yahweh. Revelations. We're speaking about revelations so that you can understand, so that you can see, so that you can know, is Yahweh revealing things to us, even in this generation, even at this time, that we might know not just him, but his words, and that we might be able to do all the words of this law and do Yahweh have servants even today that is and that will bring us the unadulterated word of Yahweh. And so this week we will talk about and you can judge for yourself. But I may add these things are only told that you might do the words of the law. They only shown so that for the record you would know that Yahweh is still present and he hasn't forsook us. And his word is real. And you have no excuse. Revelations. So, until tomorrow, Yahweh love you. So do I. Shalom. Thank you.